The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Let me bring the recorder up. You need water? You need anything before we go?
I'm good.
All right, brother. Here we go. Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today is, believe it or not, the 12th of June, 2017. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and take a peek and purchase the Winner's Circle. This is 12 modules that basically go right from number one, the beginning, number two, getting started, number three, mental fortitude, number four, sandbag domination, number five, heavy specialization with shoulder pressing and bent rows, number six, passion for what you love, number seven, hands-on training, number eight, big powerful arms, number nine, high shrugs and straight arm pullover, number 10, the return of the iron boots, number 11, strong stone strength, and number 12, love, passion, and my power rack. And if you buy today, and this is great, you get number 13, and that's called Stewards of Strength / Gatekeepers. And you hear us talk about that at the end of the show. On that free module, you get to go into learning with the true definition of honor, what honor stands for. Where have all the men gone? Why you should ask yourself constantly, and why strength is the foundation of your life, and why not stand out, stand apart, and lead the world. And another big thing, we have the Fantastic Four, I call them. You come aboard today, you can speak to any one of these gentlemen for 1 hour straight, and it's free. Number one is Martin Janzicks. If you're not familiar with Martin, he's a strength athlete, trainer, world-renowned stone lifter and speaker who preserves the old-world connections and traditions to physical culture. David Whitley. David is an all-time strongman, steel bender, trainer, author, and speaker, and the king of the bent press. Number three, Douglas Graham. Douglas is an expert in kettlebells, maces, clubs, and powerlifting, and a coach at Art of Functional Movement Academy. He is with Powell Veduto, who was just on here the other day. And then Dr. William Wong. Dr. Wong is a classical naturopath, a PhD, exercise physiologist, certified sports medicine trainer, speaker, and World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame member. Now, a lot of people, we put this stuff out through their lists. These gentlemen do not have big lists, and they volunteered their time, and I greatly appreciate it because I'm sure in an hour their time is not cheap. So you go after the Winner's Circle, you get that, and you get the free 13th one, and away you go. And we will be doing video, but I'm not into this video thing like I used to be because there's too much education that needs to be that has to be done and needed to do any of this stuff that's on these modules, because what people do, and I've done it myself, is you'll skip to the video and you won't listen to the module, and that's where you're going to get in trouble. So this is a lot of old stuff that was always and is always result producing, and I'm doing some stuff now. I talked about it a little bit on the podcast I did this morning with sandbags. Stacking, it's unbelievable with this warm-up I've got. And as Martin Janzicks says, that fired this really up hard in me was clean lap and press a 200-pound sandbag, and you'll lift any damn stone you want. More on that to come. Next, contributions. This is very big because, you know, you see this everywhere. And I'll tell you right now, the show is growing like everything, and not to beat a dead horse, but I'm almost through my life savings of $80,000. Anything that would be given to the show would be much appreciated, obviously, and you're contributing to a big future here because this place will be a national radio show, and I guarantee it's going to happen unless an act of God kills me. You can send anything you want. I mean, we've got almost 30,000 downloads per month. A dollar? I mean, buy me a cup of coffee. It's not a big deal for what you're getting, number one. So if you want to do that, go out to PayPal. My PayPal account is FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. If you contribute $25 on that web page, which is on FiorelloBarbellCo.com contribution, you'll get the first module called The Beginning for free. And this is what's on it: obliterating obstacles, success manifested, overcoming roadblocks, and the power of optimism. That'll take you right to PayPal. Fill it out. Away you go. I don't want anybody struggling. I made it as easy as I could. You give $50, you get the beginning, the first module of the Winner's Circle, and you get a half-hour free consultation with me. We'll discuss an outline and encourage you on how to improve upon your current strength status and help you build yourself towards your future goals. So, in advance, I thank everybody, and it's greatly appreciated and accepted, believe me. Go out and do it. And there's one last thing very quickly. Kelly Johnson does all the work here, and she just set up a goals page. And I'm going to try every day to write another thing about goals. And I'll tell you right now, here's the first two things. It's only been up for a day and a half. Ambition, intention, accomplishment, and a plan are all footsteps towards a successful winning goal. Number two, the harder you work to meet that goal, the word surrender will be a thing of your past. Wow, look at all this stuff. Well, I'm going to bring this gentleman in momentarily. We got our good friend Ken Nowicki coming in, and Ken's not been on here like a lot of people in a while, and it's mainly because of there's so much business that I have to attend to now. I don't have time to do 15 shows a week anymore, and I'm not going to anymore. Five is plenty, and most people do one a week or one a month. We'll probably be doing more. It all depends what's going on. But I'm going to give you a little information on this gentleman. Number one, he's the owner of KNSStrongman.com, Scottish descent, and the youngest person at age 17 to lift the Dinny Stones. And not only that, before Ken and I came on, you know, there's so many mutual friends of his that now are on Motivation and Muscle, and they do talk about Ken a lot about that, especially Mr. Murray there. You know, Charlie Blair Oliphant said today, make sure you give Kenny my best wishes. And it's great to have Ken on because this guy is, in my opinion, pretty goddamn brutal, but he can get it across in a way that is very intelligent. So on that note, brother, welcome back to Motivation and Muscle.
Thank you for having me, Eric. Good to be back.
I'm glad to have you back. Let me tell you, what we're doing here and with people like you, I'm telling you, Ken, we are really setting the world on fire in a blaze, man. And little do you know, like I said on my podcast this morning, it's like a bullet train and you're standing in the middle of the tracks. And I always go to the Hulk with the gamma, but it's literally you're so strong and powerful, the train just goes right through you and doesn't even put a scratch on you. And you're standing at the end of the train as it goes the rest of the way. That's what we're doing in here. Anything I missed, obviously, give it out. And we're going to start today. Ken competed, and he is in a federation called the International Strongman Federation. We're going to get a little bit about that, a little understanding, and it's just going to go from there. So take it away, my friend.
No, I mean, I think you covered everything. I mean, obviously, the social media stuff is Ken Strongman. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram on there. You know, I'm doing online coaching as well, building that back up. So if anyone's interested, all the links are on Instagram to get in touch with me.
I want to give you a little hit too. We haven't talked in a while, and I know that the neoprene sleeves were just starting to come. They're either in production or you just had got them. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about this new equipment you have now, and we'll get right into the International Strongman Federation.
Yeah, so I'm the U.S. distributor for Cerberus Strength. Service Strength USA is on Facebook and Instagram too. You know, everything you can think of, from wrist wraps and knee wraps to dual-ply fabric sleeves and neoprene sleeves, they're out. We've got, you know, belts coming at the end of the month. So, oh, cool. As you said, the neoprene, that's been in production for a while. Finally got full stock of it. So, you know, seven millimeter knee sleeves, and then we've got elbow sleeves as well. You know, to me, it's like a really, really thick material, but it still has the anatomical cut. And I think that's what is missing on the market, is that you've got some sleeves which are a really thick material, but a straight cut.
Yep.
Others which, you know, they say they're 7 millimeters, but they don't feel as robust.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the cut. So I think we're now bridging the gap in the market with what we've released. So they're all available. You can also Cerberus-strength.com. is the international site, and it'll geolocate you to wherever you are in the world. So
nice.
If you're in the States, you'll come over to the States site, and you know, you can order those and, you know, have them within a few days.
And also too, anybody that doesn't know, when you go out and peruse Motivation Muscle's homepage, Cerebus is on there with us, and he'll connect right up to Ken. So you know, we've always been a supporter of his, and he's been generous to me. I'll tell you right now, he sent me some sandbag, some wrist wraps. What else did I get? Oh, and those 2-inch, you know, everybody likes to play with thick bars, and we're doing a ton of stuff here. When I tell you some of the stuff I've been doing, yesterday, for instance, I took a 2-inch dumbbell, and I've got to get pictures of it and everything, and I talk about how we got all the chains, toe chains, and the locks and everything hanging by the 6x6s outside. And I've got that one piece all hooked in the chain that comes from an electrician, where it looks like a Y, and it's thicker than can be, and it's all coated in this indestructible plastic. And you slide the dumbbell handle through on each end. It's got a round end built right into it, and it just gets the 2-inch through each side. And you load this stuff up, and you lay on your back, and you hit this son of a bitch dead stop. And this ain't no fooling around, this thing, because you've got to move a lot of material besides the weights on it. Well, yesterday I was taking, now I only went to 90, all right? But 90 is even brutal, because I was using 2-inch stuff for the whole workout besides sandbags. Well, what I did at the last set, I took a sponge, and duct tape right now is my best friend. And I bet I had that thing at least 3 inches with all that stuff on it. I mean, I could hardly grip it, and I don't have a small hand. And I got that 90 pressed again with that bigger handle. And that's going to be some of the stuff I'm going to be doing now. And with Ken's stuff, now I can use even those sleeves for that, because I can do a standing pull like that too, okay? But when you're using an Apollon axle and you start getting into that territory, and see, I'm very careful now because of that bicep tear. And I know people say, you know, you're a pussy. I am no pussy. I got news for you. I don't want any more injuries with biceps. So when I start getting super heavy or my grip starts breaking, I pull those Cerebus straps out. Now, these are the 2-inch ones. I'm telling you right now, they are the finest straps. And I'm not getting anything for this, folks. They are the finest straps I've ever used on any bar. Now, I don't have ones for the 1-inch. I can't verify that. But for an Apollon axle, and if you've seen me in action, you know, I'm out doing that hand-thigh deadlift. I'm telling you right now, you're talking some serious-ass weight in those 55-gallon drums, and there's going to be lots more to come. Ken, I didn't mean to go off there, but I want to tell people, if they haven't tried your stuff, for what it's worth, I endorse it, and so does the show. I think it's incredible, incredible stuff, especially the sandbag holders. I destroy that thing. I throw it all over. I don't get a rip, a cut, nothing in it, and I'm doing a lot of innovative stuff off the platform and the power rack with it to get ready to do some big overhead in the next month or two. So I thank you for that generosity, and we will keep you up here on M&M, and hopefully anybody that comes here will click that and go out and see your stuff. So on that note, If there's anything you want to add, add. If not, let's get right into what is the International Strongman Federation? Where did it come from, and how were you notified and got involved in this, please?
So basically, the International Strongman Federation, it's a Texas-based organization, and you know, they've got guys involved with them who've been, you know, friends, the people who have competed at Worlds, and they've been and, you know, and seen how things are run there, seen how other organizations in the States run. Excuse me, it's affiliated with United States Strongman as well, who are now, they've got their nationals, their amateur national contest in, let me think, a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks.
Yep.
And they have the biggest nationals, I believe, ever. I think it's probably going to be the biggest strongman contest ever with 342 athletes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. Whew. So that's in Detroit in a few weeks.
Now, are you going in that too, I take it? Not to interrupt,
I'm not competing, but I'll be there with Cerberus. We're a title sponsor for that, and their Pro Women's Worlds contest for the next 3 years.
Okay.
So I'll be there with Cerberus with the booth. So if anyone is if anyone's in Detroit on June 24th, come check us out. You know, go into United States Strongman, you'll be able to find all the details there. But it's basically evolved from. What it's evolved from is basically, you know, looking at all these federations and what they give their athletes. You know, like, they see how the athletes are treated at contests, especially, like, the pro athletes, you know. And the big thing is that they look at pro athletes in international scene, too, and they wanted to do more for them as well as the U.S. pros.
Yep.
So it basically evolved from that. Where, you know, you go to contests and it costs you $1,000 to compete. They basically want to give, you know, top level athletes a bigger platform. So, you know, they invited, let me think, I think it was 7 US and or 6 US and 5 international or something like that.
Yep.
And you know, they flew it, they, you know, invited us down there for their inaugural contest. Flew us down there and treated us like kings for, you know, 5 days, and it was probably the best run show I've been a part of. It was insane.
Yep.
You know, like, flown in, picked up by a car service, hotel, different dinners, different sponsors, you know, anything you wanted, you know, just let them know, and they were on top of it, you know.
Yeah.
So it was great, and the event ran very, very smoothly. Really classical strongman events. You know, they brought back a dual car deadlift. It's only the third time it's ever been done.
Yep.
And that was heavy as hell. That was an interesting event. But, you know, it was fun. Very, very fun contest. And I'm really excited to see what they bring in the future.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Ken. Why another federation? Is it – oh, I'm just going to tell you something quick what I've recognized, and I wish would go back. One of our listeners let me see. Was it who? I'm trying to think. Was it John? I want to give his name out, but I want to make sure I've got the right name here. Off the head. Let me think here. Just bear with me 1 second. Tom. I won't give Tom's last name, but Tom's a listener in Florida, and I get a message sent to me on my phone last week that. The old, I think it was 1991 World's Strongest Man were on CBS. You know, they went to there because of all the BS with ESPN and the steroids and all that lie bullshit. And then all those, CrossFit people, they busted them all on juice, all right? Regardless, all right, whatever. But they had those on, man. And, you know, I see that. I know people are like, well, why are you stuck in the old stuff? I like the older stuff. I like the stuff the way they do stones and the events and things like that. Now, yeah, I know that it's great the way they do it. You see WSM, you see – well, I like the Arnold better than WSM now. But I'd love to see him kind of gravitate more – to a lot of the older stuff. I don't care what it is. I mean, I used to love it when they dragged chains, you know, from the Queen Mary and things of that nature. I like the harder stuff. I love the stuff from Kazmaier's day, you know, Magnus's day, all that, Gary Taylor, all that stuff, all right? And the thing, I guess, and that was kind of long, but, and I asked you, why another federation? Do you see from just being a part of this now, are they looking at maybe a more older school style of World's Strongest Man, or was it a combination of, look, maybe we don't like what's going on out there, or we want to offer some other things and get more people involved in this, or am I off the beam here? What was it?
I think that's basically what it is, that they saw how athletes are treated and wanted to give them more, you know?
Yep. What do you think? I mean, is this federation, do you feel this is going to be something that is going to be very recognizable quickly, or what?
I think so. I mean, like, you know, there's, obviously I can't give too much away right now because this stuff has not been put out publicly, but...
No, I understand.
You know, I mean, from what I'm told and what they have in the pipeline, it's great. You know, it's going to be awesome, you know, so, you know, a lot more contests, you know, bigger stuff for the athletes, you know, better treatment for athletes and stuff like that. So, you know, this is probably the only this is one of the only contests I've been involved with where athletes have been paid from first right through to last place.
Yeah, that's great. I'll tell you one thing. I would love to – I don't know if you can do that. I'd love to speak to those people and see if we can get them to advertise when they got meets. I really would on the show. I mean, you know, when we're pushing out the amount of downloads we're doing, that's what we're trying to do is get involved with some people. I even got a party right now. I don't know what's going to happen with it. I sent some stuff out to them this weekend. There's a chance we're working on getting wrestler, actor, you name it, Stone Cold Steve Austin on the show.
Nice.
But we don't know yet. You know what I mean? We are starting to really get our place out there. It's the same way like your company. We would love to get involved even more with it because we want to promote people that are really, really engaged in what's going on out there. As I say, we don't want posers here anymore at all.
We are not going to
do with what we're doing here. All right. Tell me about your competition this weekend there, and just give everybody some of the events you were up to. How did you do? And let's look at – now, I want to ask you, too, and I don't know if it's still going on, but I want to talk to you, too, about – I believe it was the last few times we spoke that there is a meet coming up that would qualify you for WSM, I think, if you came in the top three. But just tell me a little bit about what you were up to event-wise this weekend, if you would.
So this weekend was, you know, it was, as I said, really classical.
Yep.
You know, so started out with truck pool, did Viking press, car walk, car yoke, dual car deadlift, and then we finished with Hercules hold.
Nice.
So it was great. You know, it was really going back to those classical events. Really good for the crowd.
Yep.
Because that's one of the biggest things with strongman nowadays, that, you know, things are, you know, they're not, in my opinion, they're not visually appealing for the crowd, you know?
I agree. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So, you know, they brought that side of stuff back, which is awesome. You know, like, we had a heavy truck pool.
Yep.
And then, you know, you're doing it in the Texas sun as well. You know, it was 95 degrees out.
Yep.
Blazing sun. So that, you know, that just changed things.
Yep.
You know, that was hard. Viking was heavy as hell.
Yep.
We were pressing a Harley Fat Boy.
Nice.
You know, and then we had a, you know, I don't know, the weight of the yoke, it was good, but, you know, a good weight. But then that car, you know, having the car just changes the dynamic of it.
Yeah.
You know, side handle, dual car deadlift, heavy as hell. Probably one of the heaviest car deadlifts I've ever done.
Nice.
And then again, you know, you're doing a Hercules hold with two cars on ramps. So I think it was like Nissan Sentra or something we were doing.
Yep.
So again, heavy as hell.
Yep. All right. So let's talk about, I want to go over that and I want to ask you a bunch of other stuff. Is that meet still coming on this year that you were talking about where you could qualify for WSM or not?
Yeah, so they have a North American Giants Live
right
on July 29th. They have. Okay. I don't know anything. I literally know the date and that's it.
That's it, huh? And where is that going to be?
That's going to be in Indiana.
Okay, Indiana. Okay.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? I mean, last time we talked, obviously you were going up with your body weight. So what's going on with all these factions that you got to be ready for on the 29th? What are you planning on going in size-wise? You don't have any idea yet what's going on event-wise, but how are you gearing up for this? Obviously, you just did a meet. That's great. Where do you go now from here? Because July 29th is not that far away, folks.
Yeah. I mean, size-wise, you know, body weight, it just comes down to the training, really.
Okay.
You know, like I weighed in this morning, and I was 283, which I'm actually quite surprised about.
Okay.
You know, last week I was like mid-270s.
Yep.
So I'm like, well, I'm not really sure why I'm holding so much weight. I mean, maybe just from, I mean, we ate a hell of a lot of barbecue down there, so I'm wondering if maybe the amount of salt I took, and if that maybe plays a factor, or,
yeah.
You know, I'm not eating too much since, you know, you don't eat when you compete. So, like, Friday night I had a big meal.
Yep.
And then, like, Saturday was basically, you know, cereal in the morning, a couple of Rice Krispie treats during the contest, and the meal at night, and then yep. Yesterday was, you know, three meals as well. So I don't know if maybe I'm not eating too much that, you know, I'm just holding water or whatever. But, you know, weight-wise, I'm happy enough. We're going to revamp training a little bit.
Okay.
You know, been a lot of life stress with, you know, building businesses and stuff. So
yep.
We were, you know, almost like trying to train around that sort of stuff. And, you know, this meet, I feel like, opened my eyes, or opened, you know, me and my coach's eyes to a few things that we want to change a little bit. So probably revamp things a little bit for this contest and then going forward too. You know, I feel good. You know, just like waiting to see what the events are.
Mm-hmm.
Going to try and get back into training, you know, pretty quickly, I'd like.
Yeah.
And then just go from there, you know.
Absolutely. Well, a thing I know that we were going to touch upon, and I'm going to bring it right up, is Eddie Hall, obviously,
yeah.
WSM. Where do you see – where are we going now with WSM, in your opinion? Because, you know, Hathor, obviously Brian Shaw, I don't know what's – you know, I can't think of his name right now. Zadrunist, I mean, I don't know. Is he even going to be a threat anymore? I have no idea. Who do you see coming up? I mean, obviously Martin Lysis. But what did you take from this year's WSM? And is Eddie Hall a repeater, or is this a one-time deal?
I mean, this year was really static, so it helped Eddie a lot.
Okay.
But then at the same time, the name of the game is Strongman, you know?
Yep.
So, I don't know. I mean, publicly he stated he's retiring from Worlds.
Oh, really? Okay.
He said he wanted to do it once and that's it. I don't know. I mean, we'll see if that holds true or not. You know, Drunas is injured.
Yep.
Apparently he had a couple of weeks to train for Worlds. I think he said 6 weeks to train for Worlds after injury.
Yep.
I don't know how he'll do. I don't know if maybe the time has passed or what, you know.
Yeah.
Interesting thing, you know.
Do you think the injuries have finally caught up to him, though, Ken?
Well, I mean, I know he had a big neck injury before the Arnold.
Yep.
So I don't think maybe that. I know that caused him some issues. I don't know how well he is from there. Maybe, you know, time is caught up. I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting for the next little while.
Yep. What about now, you know, Hathor's come close. Is it his time, or is it just going to be the events that's going to favor one or the other, you think?
I mean, I think events will change things. I think events change. Hathor, I don't know. I mean, he's him and Shaw are really neck and neck on some things.
Yep.
And not others. So, again, I mean, honestly, I think it comes down to events and seeing how things go the next few weeks and months after the dust has settled from Worlds.
Well, it'll be pretty cool when you win July 29th, then we're going to get to see you.
Yeah.
That's good. That'd be pretty awesome, man. Let me tell you, that'd be some hell of a time there, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
Is there anybody right now you see? I mean, other than thinking event-wise, is there anybody on the radar that you see in there or on the outside besides yourself that you feel could come in there and just make a big move right away?
I don't think so. I think the people who are there now, you know?
Yeah, yep. It's pretty much contained to what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured that. And you know something? I think that's great, but you know, when you talk about new federations and stuff and connections, I don't know if that stuff's connecting to people anymore. And you know what it is too? Do you remember like watching like with John Paul and Kazmaier and guys like that? The personalities, like anything, really drive any sport. You know, you look at the New York Yankees right now, the year they're having. And obviously Aaron Judge is unbelievable. I mean, and I hope he can do this for 20 years. But the guy is a young guy that was brought up good, and he's got a lot of poise, and he hasn't let the New York media or anything poison him at all. And I hope it never happens. And do you see what's happening? I was watching them yesterday for a little while, and I watched them a couple days ago. That type of personality is contagious.
Of course.
That team, yeah. But you know what, Ken? It's very simple, but most people don't understand it. Do you realize if you had a personality again, and I'm not taking anything away from these guys that do WSM. They're incredible individuals. But do you realize if you had somebody that was a real humble but a personality out there that it's not me, me, me. It's like we're all here. Do you realize what could happen to that whole organization too? I don't know if they don't want that. I don't know if there isn't anybody there yet. But I think right there, right now, they need like a Kazmaier personality or a John Paul Sigmerson personality. That's just my personal feeling. What do you say on that?
I think you're probably right. You know, what I mean, I think one of the good things that could happen. I think if Hapsburg was to win World,
yeah, I think that'd be big.
It would change the sport.
Yep.
Simply because of his exposure level.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yep. Definitely. And people know him. You know, he is known, and he's bigger than life. And it would be great because I think right now that's what's hurting with them right now. They need, you know, everybody's glad to see Eddie Hall win. I was too. But you need someone bigger than life out there, and that guy can do that. And I hope we'll see what happens this year. Obviously, if you go in, we're rooting for you all the way. But, you know, it'll be very interesting to see what happens this year because when you're starting to see, like, you know, this new federation you're in, that tells me things are cropping up, and they obviously see a need for it out in the market. And they're going to go after it and see where it goes. So that's the thing. Next question is, you get into the World's Strongest Man. Obviously, that's a dream come true. How do you see yourself? I mean, you get to that point, you qualify now, the 29th. Have you even thought that far mentally? Have you gone there yet? Tell everybody what you think about that.
I've not thought about it at all. You know, like for me, obviously there's some thought on, you know, what I want to achieve in the sport.
Yeah.
So to me, it's a case of, you know, focusing on getting there and not really thinking past. That's the way I look at it. I don't really think about what it would be like to be there. It's more of, okay, let's get there and go from there, you know?
Right. But, you know, go ahead.
No,
it's just that sometimes I get, like, I just think about stuff and I get ahead of it, and that's just how that is. And, you know, It's a lot of work, as you know, definitely to get into that level of competition, but it's a hell of a lot of fun, man, just to keep going and going and know that you could get to a level where very few ever move into and get to. And that right there is something that should influence you and take you the rest of your life in a lot of good, good places. You know, you talk about businesses and things like that. Same thing here. There's a lot of good things that come out of this hard lifting, you know, this sacrifice, this discipline. And I just think that whether you're a WSM, whether you're the strong guy in your neighborhood, you know, whether you're out breaking records and one lift or whatever, it's all vitally important, especially to you and the others connected to you. Tell me, I mean, you know, obviously there's got to be people that look up to you. We know people who already mentioned the Say Hello to You on the show that can't wait to listen to this show. How do you feel with all these years? I mean, look at the youngest guy as a teenager to lift Denny Stones. I mean, you've been very blessed, obviously. How do you feel, though? How do you plan? If I know you're doing it now. How do you plan on translating all this great, you know, you've got an encyclopedia you've started right now, a log of things that you have done. How are you going to take this and move this into other people's lives?
It's funny you ask that because, you know, as some of the guys that was down at the contest with and that were pretty close together, you know, me, a guy called Adam Dirks and a guy called Rob Pierney.
Yep.
Rob just got back from Worlds. Adam was at the Arnold Australia this year. We'll all be at, you know, this Giants Live
right.
on the 29th.
Right.
And, you know, we're talking about the same thing. Like, how do we go ahead and, you know, between the three of us, we were pretty, you know, pretty educated, pretty knowledgeable in the sport and stuff.
Yep.
And how do we, you know, improve that going forward? And I think, you know, it's, for me, you know, it probably sounds cliche and stuff, but, you know, for me, my goal, you know, aside from my goals in the sport, you know, my goal with Strongman has always been to be able to, you know, pass on the knowledge I've gained, you know.
Yep, yep.
Like, there's a, like, I remember seeing, like, a quote, and I've got it on one of my videos from a couple of years ago, and it was, you know, it's basically, like, says, like, you know, you know, like, just one day I'd like to, you know, someone to turn to me and say, hey, because of you, I didn't give up type of thing. I didn't quit.
Yeah.
You know, you gave me the motivation to keep going when, you know, things were hard. And,
yep.
you know, that's my goal. Like, I know, like, Elite FTS
yep.
has the motto of live, learn, pass on.
Yep.
And I really have that same, you know, idea to the sport. And, you know, like, it's all good in one, you know, accomplishing your goals in the sport. But, you know, for me, there's a level of giving back as well. You know, this
yeah.
sport has given me pretty much everything I've got, you know.
Yep.
And you know, more than likely will continue to do so. You know, I don't see this me being away from this sport very soon, if ever, you know. And I want to keep competing as long as I can, you know, passing on information and stuff. So for me, it's, you know, more getting into online coaching, more getting into more seminar stuff and teaching classes and all that sort of stuff. You
yep.
know?
Yep. Yep. It's, I'll tell you what, it's very interesting because, I think education is even more important than actually going and doing anything initially, because if you are green to what you're doing, as I said, with Winner Circle, you're setting yourself up to get hurt. And education is foremost to me than video or, well, if you're going to come here and train, that's a whole different thing. But there's too many people out there, you know, figuring, hey, I just saw this guy do this, that, and the other thing. I can go do that. Maybe you can, but it's going to be interesting how long you last trying to do this stuff, because there is technique. There is ways to turn objects to lift them. There is ways to step up to a bar or get under a bar. And that's a lot of stuff that's not taught. It's mostly, especially if you go to a gym and you get these $8 an hour trainers, that's what you're going to get. And you got a good chance of getting hurt or walking away disgusted and never doing it again. So, yeah, I think that is one of the best ways to do it. I think teaching, giving people your experiences, what you've done, and always being creative with new things, I think that'll get you a lot further than trying to be just like everybody else and slinging it against the wall and hoping it sticks. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. Completely. Yeah. Like, to me, like, you have to have a plan, you know?
Yeah. If you don't have a plan, you know what? Frank Klein, my college professor, always said, "Let's see, fail to plan, plan to fail." That's all he used to say to us in school in marketing and everything. And there's so much truth to that. You know, I don't understand why. Well, I do understand because a lot of these places want to shuffle you in and out. You're an assembly line. Whatever they want to designate your title as, nothing, and you know from all the years you've been training, I don't care how good or determined or genetically great as they'll call you, you got to put the time in. And you might get away with it because you're a little bit better athletically, but as I've said a million times, what happens when you get that first injury? That's one of the biggest concerns I see with people is, you know, okay, you come here, you're a high school kid, you're very good in football, you're reasonably good with weight training, but you've never prepared, and I'm not saying start thinking about injury or anything, but you've never built your mind to the level of your body. And that's where a lot of people, as you know, get crushed. Go ahead and comment on that.
I think you're right. You know, like people... And I think one of the big issues with things these days is that people want to get involved in strongman specifically, and they've got no background.
Right. Yep.
You know, I think that there's so much. You know, one of the biggest problems with things these days, in my opinion, is that there's too much information accessible.
I agree.
You know, like I've heard. You know, just take a couple of people I coach.
Yep.
You know, like they come from a CrossFit background.
Yep.
And they're like, well, why are you having me squat like this?
Yep.
That's not the right way to squat.
Yep.
Oh god, I mean,
yeah,
I remember one day I was like, sorry, what? that's not the right way to squat. I'm like, okay, well, before I comment on this,
yeah,
tell me what the right way to squat is.
Yeah.
Like, well, you should have your feet straight forward, you know, shoulder width or narrower than shoulder width, bar this high up, blah 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 blah. I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, who taught you that? Oh, well, this person taught me it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, what's their background? Well, they're a CrossFit level one coach. I'm like, okay.
So?
What else is their background? Well, I was like, what have they done for the past 10 years?
Right.
For work. And I said that specifically, for work.
Yep.
Oh, well, accountant or electrician or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So what made them want to start coaching? Oh, well, they just do it on the side. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, this is how you squat. This is not how you squat. You know, you're basically having your feet there, you're closing the joint.
Yep.
That's why you can't hit depth.
Yep.
You know, because you basically, you know, biomechanically close yourself down. You know, and then I'll sit and talk about, well, if you're wanting to do more Olympic weightlifting, you'd squat with a higher bar path. Like
absolutely.
A higher bar position.
Yep.
If you're going to squat, you know, powerlifting with a suit.
Yep.
There's people who their feet are 4 feet wide, you know?
Yeah.
Squatting in a suit.
Yep.
Because you sit back and you load the suit, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, okay. I was like, there's too much information in my opinion at times.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. There's too much information in the world, period. And, you know, that's why I didn't do video with the Winner's Circle, because it's too damn easy to go and skip to the video and say, screw listening to the stuff that you should be. And like you said, there's too much stuff out there. I mean, you go out and do a Google search and you'll find just about anything you want. And as I said before, you know, we were talking a little bit offline about different things. And, you know, some of the strongest people that you hear about or you think, a lot of times I've found with some people, and I'm not going to say anybody, is they're not what they're purported to be. So, you know, when you're under a bar, over a bar, whatever you're doing, you should be very cognizant because you can get killed. All right. How many people have been killed bench pressing? How many people have had to I've had to dump bars before. That's a fact of life, especially when you're alone. But I solved all that. I've got three power racks. All right. I don't take chances like that. I don't give a shit what anybody thinks, and I'll do what I want to do. And if you don't like it, I don't really care. I am not going to kill myself, not at least intentionally, believe me. And those are things that a lot of people won't tell you. You know, I watch people like when they squat and they'll pull them out of stands, and you know, it's just even the step back 1-2 and then set. It's just sloppy, you know, not, you know, and it's, and you know damn well, and you know what really drives me nuts, Ken, is I'm a big, big believer, because I've seen it happen a number of times, is a lot of people don't put anything as far as a collar on a bar. You want to talk about dangerous, man. You get a bar that dumps when you're squatting, you could lose your head. In case anybody doesn't know, bars whip. Like you wouldn't believe, you can get killed. Or think about it. Say you got 405 on there or 315, whatever, and you dump that one side. You wait and see what that bar is livelier than anything you've ever met. My point is this, and you hit it right on the head. There's too much information. There's too many people hanging shingles out saying they're trainers or whatever they're offering. Or they offer these products, man, that you look at them, and I'm like, oh, my God, man, you're going to tell me to do all this stuff, and I'm going to gain, and no way. And it's big money. And that's the thing. When people come to you and tell you, you don't know what you're doing, or I don't do it your way, or why are you questioning what I'm doing, that's a hard sale right there. And the thing is, if you can get them and get them on the straight and narrow, that's great. But if you can't, it's like anything. You know, you see with training, everything, people just come and go, you know. Yeah. And if they don't agree with what you say, you know, chances are they're going to go and find somebody that's going to agree with them, whether it's right or wrong. And that's a shame, because that's what I think has happened more than anything, especially in the strength field. With the advent of all the social media especially, it's really put an X right over the strength field, in my opinion. Not everything is bad. There's a lot of good people, men and women out there that know what they're doing. But I think it's like every field. There's an awful lot of mud to sort through to get to where you got to get. Comment on any of that. Give out all your information. I'll give mine out. Stay on the line, and we'll set up for when you get back from July's big meet for WSM, if you would, please.
I mean, I think you're completely right. Social media has had a big impact on, you know, strength training and strength sports.
Yep.
And, you know, I think one of the biggest issues is that, you know, people are so accessible.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, having social media, you know, everything can be filtered one way or another, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's a case of, you know, you can put out what you want to put out.
Yep.
And what I mean by that is that there's a lot of people out there who they put out content that makes them look more knowledgeable than they are.
Sure.
And then when they get clients, they don't really know what to do with them.
Yep.
So I think that's one of the biggest issues. You know, so for me, it's, you know, like I look at, you know, what have people done in their sport and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that's one of the big telltale signs of if people are, you know, successful in their sport, then rather than just a social media star, I think that's what actually will yeah. benefit people, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the big key to stuff.
I do too. So,
you know, that's my point of view, at least, you know.
No, I totally agree with you, because you know something, I think more than ever, I think people got to get introduced to the trenches again. And by that I mean you need to start training with older implements, whether you're trained by someone or you're going to go out and buy the product or get involved with somebody. I think that's the pertinent way to do things, because you've got to get out there. And yeah, when you need to be complimented, you get complimented. But I think the majority of the times you really need to get kicked right in the ass and get moving. And that's the thing right now. I mean, we could do another hour of a show just on the fact of being lazy, the fact of wanting something, but how hard do I really got to work for it? The fact of, oh, I don't have somebody kissing my ass all day and telling me how great I am. Let me tell you something. You talk to anybody that's successful, yeah, it's very nice to get a compliment. But when you're on this roller coaster ride with businesses, like Ken's got a few, I've got two, there's really no time for any of that shit. You're just existing, surviving, moving, creating, building. And if you can stay in the thick of that, there's no reason why you're not going to get to where you want to go. Ken, give out anything else, you know, your websites. I'll give mine out and hang on the line if you would, please.
So as I said before, you know, all the social media stuff is KN Strongman. The website, knstrongman.com. If you're looking for, you know, Cerberus Strength products, cerberus-strength.com. You know, there's tons of ways to find me. If you're interested in programming, please get in touch. I'd love to work with you. And, yeah, no, I'm looking forward to be back on.
Absolutely. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Go out and check out the Winner's Circle. As I said in the beginning, you talk about 12, you know, modules that are going to change your life. You get a free 13th one. And if you go right now, I talked about the four gentlemen involved. They will give you an hour of free time when you buy the product. Obviously, I mean, right there, I mean, that is incredible. And I thank all of them for that. Also, too, contributions, big, big, big. Contribute to the show. Contribute to the show. You can go out to my PayPal account at Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. Anything you would give would be incredible. It's the same way where we have our $25 and $50 donation. It goes right to my PayPal account, and you know you're going to get the first module, the beginning, on both. But on the $50 one, you get a half hour of time with me for free. And I got news for you. At 30 minutes, if we're still going, I will not cut you off. I don't do that with anybody. So go out and look at that. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Just look at all the shows Ken and I have done over the last year. It's absolutely incredible, all the things that are here and going on here. I thank Ken and so many of the others that are on and keep coming on. Just a note, because this show could potentially get put up tonight, our good friend Clint Darden's on today, and I can't wait to talk to Clint. That's always very interesting, too. And I've been doing stuff to him, and he's sending me hate mail now, too, that I'm pushing him to do shit that he hasn't done in a long time, and he says, I hate you for it, but I don't think he really does. So we'll talk to him this afternoon. Go out to we already did that. Go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. We appreciate it. We're out on the AHA directory, AHA, for your car. Go out and get M&M 24/7 on your car. It is dynamite. If there's a show you'd like Ken and I to do, go out to Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Also, too, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to say hello or give them 5 words of inspiration. That will change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, twist it, bend it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoos of Steel, Crush Your Stone, says in Blood Red Domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anybody. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Also, too, no one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We'll say that for the next 30 years. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor of business. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor for years. He's coming up on his 3-year anniversary. We lost him. He'd walk every patient to the door and say, keep smiling. I dare you to say that to yourself all day, best day, greatest day. You will have a smile on your face walking around all day, believe me. Also, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. tell 100 or more of your friends, because we're coming, and we won't knock on your door. We'll put our foot through it. Join the family. Join the revolution. And as Les Brown says, you all have greatness in you, but we'll take it two steps further. Believe me, we believe you're extraordinary. We've got your back, and we got your back, believe me. And not many people would ever say that, because that's things that are not really talked about anymore. We support you, and I'm telling you that right now. And I guess we're going to wind this up. Ken, it's always an honor to have you on. Great show. And obviously we'll set something up, but, you know, if I don't talk to you before the end of July, you know where what we think here. We want to see you qualify, and we'd be extremely excited to hear that you made WSM, sir.
Thank you again for having me, Eric, and, you know, here's hoping everything goes well out there.
You ain't kidding. It's a great thing. Let me tell you something, everybody. I don't care what goes on in your life. Life is damn good. And you better make it your friend. And when you wake up every morning, I would say that, you know, life means something. No matter what today brings, I'm going to conquer. And once you start getting into these thoughts and you start reconstructing your mind, folks, you're going to see a change in your life that you never have. And things that used to bother you, people that used to bother you, things that never went right, guess what? They all go to your according. And even when things get a little hairy, you always find a way to get out of them. Practice that kind of life. I'm telling you right now, you do that and you're going to see magnificent things. And that's what we want for everybody here. We want to see everyone succeed, and that's no bullshit. So, as I said, we'll get Ken on next month or shortly after the meet. Have a great week, everybody. The world is expecting and demanding you to be a participant. Don't put your head in the sand. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.